go up to the 41st Mizmor of Tehillim, and it actually has a number of important points that I just wanted to very briefly discuss on this Memorial Day, when obviously we have to mention the incredible sacrifice of those who gave their lives so that we could have the liberty to do exactly what we're doing right now in this wonderful country, even as it goes through this terrible time of suffering, the liberty to cleave to our God through prayer and Torah study. The Mizmor begins, Lamnatzeach, Mizmor LaDavid, the Song of David, Ashrei Maskil El Dal. So praiseworthy is the one who's Maskil El Dal. Dal is somebody who's suffering misfortune, who's suffering, who in some way is downtrodden. So it's not just the one who pays attention to him, but maskil, from the language of seichel, to really understand what the needs of a person are. We can't just care about people in some general abstract sense, but we have to be maskil el dal. We have to learn to read in between the lines of human language and interaction and come to understand and even to anticipate what a person's needs might be. Biyom ra'ah yimalteu Hashem. So therefore, when that person, the one who's maskil el dal, finds himself or herself on a yom ra'ah, they will merit a special divine protection. Yimalteu Hashem, as Chazal always remind us, those who have compassion on others merit compassion from above. Kol merachim al abrios, merachim alav min hashamayim. Hashem yishmeru v'chayehu. God will preserve and protect and bring life to this person, etc. Next pasuk, Hashem yisadenu al eres davai kol mishkavo hafachte v'cholyo. Very important pasuk for the current pandemic circumstance. The Gemara derives from this pasuk, Hashem yisadenu al eres davai, that the Shechina is lamala mirashosav shalchola, that God is present wherever there is an individual who's infirmed, who's unwell. One of the reasons that we normally daven with the minyan is because that's where the Shechina is. As the Gemara in Brachos explains, that when there's a Sarah gathered together, the Shechina comes to be there. And that's a very special opportunity to daven where the Shechina is present. But when there's an individual who's unwell, who's sick, who's present, so Hashem is also present right there. L'malem yirashosav shalchola. And I believe this in every fiber of my being, and I've said it many times, that during a time of pandemic, the Shechina, maybe counterintuitively, is actually everywhere. Imo anochi v'tzara, and on the basis of that principle, Hashem is truly present everywhere. Even if we don't have the koach hatzibur, we certainly have that proximity to Hashem. I just wanted to make one note apropos of Matan Torah as we prepare for Shavuos, based on the final verse of the Mizmor. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Mei Ha'olam V'ad Ha'olam Amen V'Amen. So anytime we have this expression Mei Ha'olam V'ad Ha'olam, it's a reference to the fact that it's not just Olam Hazeh, but there's an eternal world, there's an Olam Haba, which of course transcends. Everything we do in this world is in a sense preparation for that experience. Olam Hazeh is considered the prosdor, the hallway or the antechamber, Bifnei Olam Haba, relative to the next world, which is considered, of course, the banquet hall, which is considered the traklin, Amen v'Amen. So what's this language of Amen v'Amen for just one more minute? So the Medrash Tanchuma says the following, and it says everything you need to know about Matan Torah. Amar Bishua ben Levi, Kolaona Amen b'Olam Hazeh, Zochalanos Amen b'Olam Haba, Shenemar Amen v'Amen. Why does it say Amen v'Amen? So a person lives by the standards of Amen, which means that they validate God's sovereignty, God's kingship in this world, so then they will merit that in the next world. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Shelo Barati Etchem, Hayu Amalachim Mekalsim Lefanai Ve'omrim Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So God says, you know, the angels used to praise me in this language. Kevan Sheba Adam, but once human beings came around, so the angels were disappointed. They said, this is the one that, you know, we should praise in their name. After all, Adam was imperfect. He ate from the eighth hadas. Amar lahem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, lav ganavu. Right? Wasn't Adam the one who stole, so to speak, from the eighth hadas? By Noach, ve'amru lo zehu. Amar lahem, shikerhu. Right? Noach, as we know, got drunk at the end of his life. Amar Avram, ve'amru lo zehu she'amru zehu. Amar lahem, lav gerhu. So again, you know, Avram Avinu when he came along, he described himself as Ger V'Toshav Anochi Imachem, and he was a Ger in the sense of in the beginning part of his life, he spent in a idolatrous worship. Amad Yitzchak V'Amrlo Zehu Amrlehem Lav Shehu Ohev Es Asher Sanesi. Right, Yitzchak can be, so to speak, blamed for the fact that he had an attachment V'Yitzchak Ahavis Esav. That he had an attachment to Esav. V'kevan sheba Yaakov ve'amrlo zeu amar lahem hein v'cheno omer lo yikare od shimcha Yaakov kim Yisrael. But you couldn't find, according to this medrash, any fault with Yaakov Avinu. Why do I mention this medrash? It's because there's such an important principle here. The malachim can look at us, and say, look at all of their imperfections. So these are the ones that deserve the Torah, as we mentioned the other day. And Moshe kibel Torah miSinai when we're studying Pirkei Avos. But in a certain sense, that's really exactly why we're the ones that need the Torah, right? The angels don't have any temptations. The angels don't engage in stealing. And the angels don't perhaps develop attachments to people, who are very, very, very imperfect, even if they happen to be one's sons. The angels don't get drunk. But human beings, even the best of human beings, make mistakes. And sometimes we even make very, very serious mistakes, even the best of human beings. And that's exactly why we need the Torah and why our praise is worth more to Hashem ultimately than the praise of the angels. And the angels do not have to struggle. The angels do not have to seek the kind of spiritual clarity that we have to work so hard to achieve. And in that sense, as we're now in the days of preparation for Matan Torah, as we've moved past Rosh Chodesh Sivan, we should all be inspired by the fact that God ultimately agreed with us. And realized, lo nisna ha-Torah le-malachei ha-shareis. The Torah has not been given to those who are perfect. The Torah is really given over to us. And as such, because it is given over to us, we have to be the ones to be both grateful for it, receiving the Torah, and at the same time, the ones who are so careful about executing the laws of the Torah, ushimartem la'asosam. I want to wish everybody a very meaningful an enjoyable and safe Memorial Day. Please, as you always do, remember to observe all the guidelines of social distancing, 6 feet away, and masks when in public. For sure, there will be, not in our community, some irresponsible behavior today, but make sure that we all remember that no matter what goes on around us, we have an obligation to protect ourselves and by extension to protect our entire community, as I know you all have, as I know you all will. Wishing everybody a wonderful day.